My name is Betty Mancucci. I grew up in this village in Harrisville. It was named after Andrew Harris, who built a cotton mill here in 1829. There was a whole row of houses here, and this little road that's behind us was called French Street. And because back then a lot of French Canadians came to work in the mill, and they had all their houses here with their outhouses along the river. William Tinkham built a great big mill here, and he was the driving force of this village in the 1800s. Just to give you an idea, if you worked in William Tinkham's mill in 1865, this is what your day would have been like. A bell would ring at 4:30 in the morning, and you would be expected to be at work at 5 o'clock in the morning. Eventually, you got 45 minutes for breakfast. There would have been spinners, there would have been twisters, there would have been winders, there would be mule spinners, weavers, speckers, doffers. I mean, you ended your workday at 7 o'clock at night. When the mills ran, this water was colored. The dye ran into it, it was all different colors. But, you know, it would be like red or blue, whatever dyes they were using. When Orson T. Levy came here in 1912, he purchased this mill. In 1937, he actually was quite prosperous, and he gave his workers 2 weeks vacation with 4 weeks of pay. What other mill owner on the face of this planet did that? Because he thought that, and he even set up a temporary travel agency in the mill.
Other men in business have asked me whether profit sharing pays. They know that our company has distributed, in the aggregate, a very large sum of money as profit share. And my answer has been this. That all through the war, at no time did a machine in our mill stand idle for the need of a man to run it. Whether that was because of profit sharing or for some other cause, I cannot tell. But we think it is. Austin T. Levy.
Hey, we're continuing walking along Main Street, and we're just approaching the First Universalist Church on the right. This is the church that Mr. Levy made look colonial. You can see the dates on the top. It was originally built in 1886, and then Levy did the renovations in 1933.
Are we allowed to go in?
I have the key. I'm the church clerk. But this church has survived a lot. Even the 1938 hurricane, a lot of churches, their steeples blew over, and not this one. This one stayed.
Major funding for Rhode Island Public Radio's One Square Mile is made possible by the Rhode Island Foundation, promoting the economic security of all Rhode Islanders by investing in the business environment and workforce development through grants, capacity building, and advocacy. The Rhode Island Foundation, helping our state reach its true potential. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.